It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Last week, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham fired Education Secretary Dr. Karen Trujillo after 6 months on the job. The governor's office said key initiatives were not moving forward quickly enough. Fred Martino talked with Dr. Trujillo, who said she was shocked by the turn of events.
I was asked to be in the Chief Operating Officer's office, Teresa Casados. And, I had done two speaking engagements earlier that day, so I didn't really go in thinking that anything was amiss at all, and went in and sat down, and she said that the governor had decided to go in a new direction and asked if I would resign. And I said, no, I stand by all of the work that we've done in the last 6 months. I'm incredibly proud of everything that we were able to accomplish. And so they asked me to turn in my things, and I went and packed up my office and came home. So it was definitely a surprise to me, because I never had a one-on-one either with the chief operating officer or with the governor to express concerns. We had just put together a six-month op-ed with all of the accomplishments that we had during my tenure. So I was very proud, and I still am, and I stand on everything that was done. And I think the message, both internally and externally, was extremely positive. The energy in the building had shifted. We had just come out of a tragedy. We buried a valued employee, Ernestine Romero, on Saturday. I moved into my place on Sunday, and this happened on Monday. So it was an interesting week, to say the least.
And of course, you've told others that you were shocked by
yes.
this decision. What is your assessment of what exactly happened? What's going on?
I don't really know, because I know that the direction that we've taken the department is very, very positive. We were able to implement most of the legislation that was passed during the legislative session. Like you said, we were able to get a huge investment in education. And I think really, for me, the most important part was changing the narrative of education in New Mexico and what it is to be a teacher, really trying to encourage people to think about education differently, really putting out a positive message of what is possible, and encouraging students to consider education as a career. As we look at the need for early childhood education teachers, bilingual education teachers, CTE, that's a huge push. You have to build that excitement in people first, and then you can move the ship. But it took a long time to get where we are, and 6 months is not a very long time to fix everything. It's going to take years. I mean, this is really just a foundation year. But the team that's there is tremendous. They still are, but all New Mexico educators, lifelong educators. And, I had an opportunity to partner a lot with the different secretaries working on initiatives, so I'm sure those will continue, and it'll just be something that I'll look on from the sidelines.
Yeah. Well, and I know two major issues that have been issues for a decade in New Mexico that you tackled right away were teacher evaluations.
Yes.
And also school ratings.
Yes.
So we can talk about those things, because I know that those were accomplishments that you
made. Those were huge. And I think when we went in, those were two of the things that were a big, huge priority of the governor. We were able to assemble an assessment task force after traveling all over the state, getting input from both teachers, communities, students. I was able to sit in on a couple of those sessions, and just very logical ideas that came from the field. And that was the idea. You collaborate with people that are in the trenches doing the work. Then we were assembled a task force, and they came up with different ideas. We sent it out to an RFP, so those companies will start responding now, and a new assessment system will be put in place this coming year. So that's very exciting. Did the same thing with the teacher evaluation, partnered with national facilitators, again, went across the state to get input from teachers and communities. The task force will convene August 10th and 11th, and they'll talk about a new evaluation system, one that is fair to teachers, one that has high standards, and one that really will be able to measure and look at the qualities of a teacher that matter. Because in the past, it was really very much based on scores and test scores. That was very detrimental, not only for the teachers, but for the students, and a lot of things that were happening in the schools. So if you were looking at, for example, science in the elementary school, if all of the evaluation for both teachers and schools was based on math and reading, then you had a heavy push for math and reading, and science just kind of got left to the wayside.
Yeah.
So really trying to identify how to balance everything so that our students get a high class, high quality education in New Mexico.
That was former New Mexico Education Secretary Dr. Karen Trujillo speaking with Fred Martino. We'll have more from Trujillo tomorrow, and we're scheduled to speak with the governor in mid-August.